You know him, you love him, and he's back again from Event Cinemas, Garth Wiley. Good morning, Garth.
I love that type of introduction. That's great.
So we've outdone ourselves.
Feeling the love.
Have to come up with something even better next week. Oh, dear, that might be a bit tough. You're pushing the envelope there. But we've got three great movies this week.
Yes.
Let's start with one sort of for the kiddies. Despicable Me.
Well, I would argue that they're not for the kids.
Yeah, you got a point there.
They're for the adults as well, and the lovable Minion are back on the big screen, and the focus not necessarily on the Minion this time, though. The last film, Minions, was very much about them. Didn't perform as great at the box office, so I think they've turned it around, and this time we focus on Gru.
Okay, let's have a listen.
You ready to continue the family tradition, you and me?
No.
I left that life behind me. Just one heist.
Okay. A bit of a laugh.
We've got his brother who looks like a good guy, who's not quite a good guy, is in this one. But a new nemesis for Gru to fight against, Baltazar Brat, and he's a pretty funky looking guy. He's got the shoulder pads. He's very 80s style. He's got the mullet type haircut going on. It's a little bit of fun.
I would imagine that would have been you in the day.
Well, no, not really.
No.
Kristen Wiig, Steve Carell in this film. I think the kids are absolutely going to love it, and the parents to boot will. We'll enjoy it as well.
One that may be doing the rounds for ladies' night is Rough Night. Can you tell us about this one this week?
A great little film. Scarlett Johansson, Zoe Kravitz and Kate McKinnon starring in this film. This is I'm calling it a female version of The Hangover. A lot of people have said that. And we mix it in with a little bit of Weekend at Bernie's. Not sure if you remember that film where the dead body corpse of their party-going friend was carried around town and masqueraded as if he was still alive. There's a little bit of this going on in this film.
I've got a few friends that resemble Bernie, but that's another story. Let's have a listen to the film.
Time to call the police.
No, don't call the police. We'll clean everything and then we'll call the police.
Let's get rid of all the drugs.
I want it. Not by doing this. Okay, someone tell me what to do, and I will do it.
Okay.
They're stretching the film here, I think, and it's not quite The Hangover, but if you like those films and you'd like a female version, I think you'll love this one.
Yeah, I think you might be right on the money there. Now, so this last film has got to be right up your alley.
Well, not really.
No?
Look, I'm not really I won't say I'm not a Tupac fan, but...
Gangsta rapper?
I am not really... That's not my genre.
Okay. To tell us about the movie.
Yeah, look, this is a chronology of his life and times, and just, you know, it just follows his, you know, rapping, acting, poet and activist lifestyle.
Okay, if this is your scene, maybe we'll have a look.
You must stand for something. You must live for something. And you must be willing to die for something.
Sometimes people need to step outside of who they are to realize what they can really be.
Oh.
All Eyes on Me is the film, and look, I think it's going to be a little bit deeper, this film, you know, really, you know, go into the depths of his lifestyle. We've also got another biography out this week as well to mention. Whitney Houston, Can I Be Me, is the film. So if you'd like her music, if you like her, you know, story and would like to know a little bit more, take a look at that one too.
Okay, so there's plenty of something for everybody this week.
Oh, there really is.
Yeah, okay, so we'll give you the chance now to win a double pass to go and see the movie of your choice. Maybe it's one of those four films, maybe it's something else. 4921 6216. The subject matter of the very last movie that Garth just threw in there. If you can let me know what that is, you're off to the movies at 2NURFM. Thanks for coming in, Garth. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
2NURFM. It's 27 past 10.